being creative is your own experience filled with inspiration and the level of how you want to explore it. But one of the biggest obstacles as a creative is that inner voice, that voice that's constantly questioning, are you good enough? Your skills? Are you worth it? And if the idea is good or bad. And this voice can be great, and this voice can be stifling because you might not try because of what this voice might say. The good thing is you have the ability and the power to deal with that voice on your own. You have the ability to tell that voice on the inside of who you are to shut the hell up. And I think it's about balancing that inner voice about when it needs to happen and when it doesn't need to happen. In this episode, I want to talk about your inner critic, you know, because sometimes we don't need an enemy on the outside of us. Sometimes we are our own enemy. In order to challenge your inner critic, you have to understand, where is it coming from? This voice can be your own experiences you've heard from other people, or you just comparing yourself to other people. But whatever you're thinking, you have to learn how to protect yourself, okay? Protect yourself from yourself. And keeping yourself in your comfort zone when it's a good thing, and getting yourself out of your comfort zone when it's not helping you, okay? Because we still have to grow. We can't stall out. And in order to innovate, we have to keep being open to something new. So recognizing where your self-doubt is coming from is the first step, I think. Acknowledging the fact that you are having self-doubt and refusing to allow that to control how you can create. And some people say it's imposter syndrome. There's a lot where you can read up on imposter syndrome, but I think it happens in everything. So the most successful creative people that you see, they experience their own level of self-doubt, but they also know that they have to confront that self-doubt in order to get through to the next level of who they can become. And sometimes people lack compassion for themselves to let themselves go through that. Sometimes people are very hard on themselves. Sometimes people, you know, threaten to quit, or I give up, or I'm not good enough. Sometimes it turns into anger. And you can have mistakes and you can fail, but it's all a part of you learning. And you're going to have setbacks when you're really trying. Again, all a part of learning, but you have to recognize your feelings. You have to make sure you're not putting your feelings on other people, right? So acknowledge the feeling that you're having. You have to learn how to speak in a way where you can uplift yourself. Sometimes I have to force myself to look at old work that I did, old projects that I did, to remind myself of who I am. And if that doesn't help, connect with other people who are also creative, who have their own struggles, who can speak life into you so you're not drowning yourself out in doubt or negativity. Because that's going to reduce a level of you just being in this funk or you just being stuck. So please have compassion for yourself, because if not, who will? You know, a lot of people on the internet love to see you, quote unquote, crash out about life, about things that you feel like you can't get better at. And it's not about getting perfection. It's not about being unrealistic. Sometimes it's about how you tackle what issue you're having. Are you focusing on the small things? Are you focusing on the most important things first and then getting to the things that don't really matter? Because that can be within your routine. That could be within the people that you're around. That could be the fact that you stopped learning your craft. That could be, you know, you're not balancing out, putting out work versus pausing and researching and reading and listening to other people's work. And I'm not saying that to copy. I'm saying sometimes we have to watch.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by CHEV.
Somebody go through their own transition or their own change in order to remind ourselves that we too can change. We don't have to remain the same. We don't have to feel stuck. We have to see sometimes people get their own truck out of the mud in order for us to realize that we can move our shit also. And that might be creating a positive environment. I talk about it all the time about, you know, where you live at says a lot about where your mind is. The spaces that you create in, if it's chaotic, if it's messy, you might not feel like you want to create. If my desk was crazy right now and disorganized, there's no way I could come sit here and record and give a great episode because I'm going to be looking at all this chaos. Sometimes you have to create a good environment to create something good from it. Sometimes you have to stop talking to people for a week and disengage. Don't go on social media. Don't look at anything and just, it's just you and that paper. It's just you and that paintbrush. You know, maybe it's just you and that mic and you're really digging deep on something you haven't discussed. Limit the negativity. Limit people saying, you know, if your numbers are not this, then it's not good enough. Then your show doesn't matter. Because you have people like that. You have people who feel like what they're doing doesn't matter if they're not making a certain amount of money. What they're doing doesn't matter if they're not getting a certain amount of views or a certain amount of clicks or how many downloads do you have. Remember why you were inspired in the first place. Right? And if that's not enough, figure out who's having like a creative group that you might want to be in to be motivated. Because people have creative communities all the time. And sometimes that might be in person, sometimes that might be online. But that's a good space to be in sometimes if that's what you need in order to remind yourself that you can also create. It's okay to be in the funk. That's just a part of the process. But you have to practice being mindful of where your head is at. You have to remain focused, and that's going to help decrease any anxiety or any second guessing that you might be having. You can meditate. You can try journaling. You could try doodling for 10 minutes without having an idea, just sketching, whatever is going to help you start your engine, do that. If it's working out, do that. If it's having your favorite cup of tea early in the morning before everybody else gets up, do that. Whatever your process is, figure out what that is and just be within it. But you have to do something. You can't just sit there and think the ideas are going to come. You can't just sit there and be mad and think, I'm going to create my best shit out of anger. Some people do, but that doesn't work for everybody. But you have to really set aside time to develop who you want to be. You have to really put in the effort to be the best you that you're trying to get to. Some people think it's just going to come to them, right? But you have to have people around you that you trust. You have to be able to bounce ideas off of other brilliant people. You have to be honest about where you are in a project. Have you really been showing up? Are you really being consistent? And challenging your inner critic is not going to feel like the easiest thing to do. It's your own adventure of you having patience, of you trying, of you defeating self-doubt. And you're going to have to find your own strategy that works for you. What might work for somebody else might not work for you. But you have to embrace where you fucked up. You have to be honest about what's not working. You have to be real about where you're mentally at with something. And just remember, it's supposed to be a unique experience because nobody else is you. And I hope you create something great out of it. But don't be too hard on yourself. Don't let your inner critic become very negative. It's supposed to be a team effort. But thank you so much for checking out She Gets a Pod. If you want to find out more about me, check out shambipodden.com. I appreciate you, and I'll be back with another one. Peace.